Welcome back to the Ant on the Move podcast. We took a bit of a siesta pause, just kind of ignored the podcast for a little while last year. We did a few video episodes, but we're going to come back to doing just audio exclusive episodes occasionally throughout 2024. We have some plans for, especially here in January, and then we'll see what happens going forward. But if you follow us on YouTube, and now you found the podcast as well, if you make sure to hit the follow, that way you can find out what's happening in the future with the podcast, and we'll keep you up to date on things around the state of Florida. To come back again with a podcast episode for Ant on the Move podcast, we're going to look at 24 places to visit in Florida in 2024. Now, I've come up with 12 places, and I am allowing TripAdvisor to create the others. So what I did was I went to TripAdvisor and I put in, you know, the best places to visit in Florida, and I got this list. Now, the list is slightly confusing because initially the webpage says it's the top 15, but then when you look at it, it's only 12, and then if you hit see more, then it shuffles up the order of where things are on the list. So I just went with the main list, which ends up being 12 places. So we'll look at those 12. So what is TripAdvisor? What have people ranked as the top 12 places to visit in Florida? Allow me to share those with you. So coming in first on the list is Island of Adventure. Second on the list is the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Third, Discovery Cove. Fourth, only fourth, is Magic Kingdom. Fifth is the Kennedy Space Center Visitors Complex over on the Space Coast. Number six is Animal Kingdom. Number seven is Hemingway House down in Key West. That would be the author, Ernest Hemingway. That's his house. Number eight is the Key West Butterfly and Nature Conservatory. I think I remember seeing that when I went to Key West, but we didn't go there. We had other plans. Number nine was the Clearwater Beach, which I've heard it is beautiful. Number 10 is Epcot, so three Disney parks on the list. 11 is Siesta Beach, and number 12 is Hollywood Beach. So three beaches, Clearwater, Siesta, and Hollywood Beach, have made TripAdvisor's top list of places to visit in Florida. So we have 6 things would be considered theme parks, or have some sort of a theme. We have the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, which technically is inside of a theme park. So I'm not sure how that is. Like, how do you visit that? We have to visit the theme park to visit that. So I guess technically it's 7. So it's Islands of Adventure, Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Discovery Cove, Magic Kingdom, Kennedy Space Center, Animal Kingdom, and Epcot make the 7 theme parks that top the list. So most of this is Central Florida. So we have a couple things, the Hemingway House and Key West, all the way down there in Keys. And I forget where Siesta Beach is. I feel like that's down towards the Keys as well. And then Hollywood Beach would be Miami area. So most of it is in Central Florida, nothing for Northern Florida, and only Clearwater Beach for the West Coast of Florida. So it's interesting. A lot of it is just centralized there in the Orlando, Kissimmee area. So that is what TripAdvisor has. So on the flip side, I want to share a few places that I think you might enjoy visiting in 2024. Some places that are a little bit smaller, maybe a little bit less known. A lot of them are a little bit less known. So let me tell you about a few places on the list. I'll read the list of 12 and then I'll go back and talk about a few of them. So top of my list, of course, because I do videos about SeaWorld all the time, has to be SeaWorld. So there you go. It is SeaWorld. Second is the Canaveral National Seashore. Number three is Bock Tower. Number four is the Ponce Inlet Lighthouse. Coming in fifth is Enchanted Forest. Number six is Gatorland. Seventh is Brevard Zoo. And number eight is a race at Daytona. That's any type of racing event. Some sort of race at Daytona is fun. Number nine is the Castillo de San Marcos there in St. Augustine. Number 10 is Fort Zachary Taylor. Actually, I have two forts tying here. So I have Fort Zachary Taylor and I also have Fort Clinch. Explain more in a moment on that. Number 11 in Orlando is the Orlando Auto Museum, which is located inside of Deezerland Park. And number 12 is the Titanic, I believe it's called the Titanic Experience in Orlando, off of International Drive as well. So let me explain my picks a little bit. So SeaWorld is top because there's rides, they have some great festivals and events during the year. You get to learn about animals, and it's a great place to take kids for educational purposes, as well as just having a fun day in Central Florida. Now, some of the other places on my list are a little bit less known to you, possibly, so let me explain a little bit about them. So, second is the Canaveral National Seashore. That is along the east coast of Florida, north of the Kennedy Space Center. One of the launch pads is you're headed out that way. You take this big turn and off to the right is a launch pad, and to the left you go out towards the beach, the access that you have out there. But it's beautiful because it's one of the closest places you can get to see the launch pad. It is also a beach that there's no restaurants, there's no hotels, there's none of the tourist trappings. It's like, if you're wanting to go out there, make sure you pack food, make sure you have sunscreen. You can't buy anything once you get out there. There is the Merritt Island Refuge gift shop, so there might be a few things there, but for the most part, you gotta take whatever you need with you out to that beach. It's not a commercial tourist beach, so it is a very, very nice beach. A lot of fun to be able to sit out there. You have the launch pads back behind you, so it's just a different atmosphere and a beach I definitely recommend you visit if you are interested in seeing a different side of what Florida would look like, especially like old Florida, what it looked like before all the hotels were put up along the coast. Now, third is Bock Tower. Now, this is a garden / historic landmark. Is in Lake Wales, Florida. There's gardens around it, and there's this beautiful tall tower. I forget the height of it at the moment, but it's a beautiful tower that has a carillon inside. So it's it's an instrument that a person can play, sort of, I suppose, like a set up like an organ a little bit, where you're pressing different levers and it makes different bells play. And it is beautiful, beautiful to hear. It's a lot of weddings happen there. Beautiful flowers during the spring. It's a very nice place to visit if you're interested in, again, a more nature side of Florida. Number four is the Ponce Inlet Lighthouse. This was the first lighthouse that I climbed back when I was very, very young. I'm hoping to visit again in 2024. Just every few years, I like to go back and get to see the lighthouse. It's a red brick lighthouse. It's beautiful. So I highly recommend visiting the Ponce Inlet Lighthouse. If I remember correctly, and I believe this is correct, it is the tallest lighthouse in Florida. So of course, you know, climbing your first lighthouse, not bad doing the one that's the tallest, but it is the tallest lighthouse in Florida, so that makes it fun. Great view out over Daytona, over Daytona area, but also Ponce Inlet area of Florida, so it's very nice. Fifth on my list is someplace you probably haven't really heard about. It's called the Enchanted Forest. It's located in Titusville in Florida, so if you're coming out towards like the Kennedy Space Center, you would pass it, but you probably wouldn't realize you had passed it. But it is a nature preserve taken care of by the Brevard County. There's a special group. The initials are EEL, I believe, or ELL. But it's like a land management type thing, but it's preserving the natural beauty of the area. And there's lots of trails. I think it's like 10 plus miles of trails to walk through, and it's beautiful. There's an old coquina quarry that you can see, and there's part of a historic canal across the entire state of Florida. Project fell through, but the remnants of that canal are still there in Titusville. Number six on my list is Gatorland. And you know, if you're wanting to impress some friends who are visiting from out of state, take them to see a lot of alligators. Everyone asks about the alligators in Florida, so this is a great place for them to see that if you're bringing visitors from out of town, or if you are coming to visit, this is one of the best places to see gators in Florida. Number seven is the Brevard Zoo. I have not been there in many years, planning to in 2024. It has expanded, and it's very different from when I was there many years ago. New animals, nice exhibits. They're also planning on building an aquarium out near Port Canaveral, where the cruise ships are. There's plan on building an aquarium out there in a couple years, waiting for all the funding and plans to come through on that. But it's a beautiful zoo, great zoo here in the Central Florida area to visit if you're interested. Now, I have number eight is Race at Daytona. Now, there's a couple things you can do at Daytona. There's NASCAR races, there are motorcycle races, there is the Turkey Rod Run, which is a bunch of it's old and new cars. Any kind of car somebody wants to bring and show off, it happens at a big car show at the Speedway. And there's also an event that happens once or twice a year called License to Drive, where you can actually drive your personal vehicle on the Daytona International Speedway. Now, there are rules you would have to follow. There is a speed limit, but it is a memorable experience to actually take your personal vehicle and drive around that trioval or the road course, which is what I did. It was the road course of the Daytona International Speedway. It is fantastic. You should do it if you have the opportunity. And make sure to follow along here on Ant on the Move. I will try to post that either on my Instagram stories, or if it pops up and I notice it fast enough, I'll try to get it up on YouTube as well. I have a video about that on YouTube where I drove the road course. So if you want to see that, I'll try to link that here in the episode description. And you can also find it on my YouTube channel by searching for License to Drive. All right, number 9 is the Castillo de San Marcos, the oldest fort. Make sure I'm saying that right. I believe it is, yeah. The oldest fort in the state of Florida, and it is there in St. Augustine. It's just a beautiful example of architecture and masonry, and you gotta go check it out if you're in the United States' oldest city. Oldest continuously inhabited city. There we go. In St. Augustine. All right, again, number 10, and number 10 has two, because there are two different points. So we have Castillo de San Marcos. That's an old fort that's there in St. Augustine. If you go farther to the north, up towards Jacksonville and past Jacksonville, there's Fort Clinch, which is a Civil War era fort. And if you go all the way down to the bottom tip of Key West, there's another Civil War era fort called Fort Zachary Taylor. I found these fascinating and interesting, and I highly recommend if you're in the Keys or if you're up towards the Jacksonville area, stop by and see Fort Zachary Taylor or Fort Clinch. They're completely different than Castillo de San Marcos. If you've seen that fort, you think, I've seen it, I'm good. No, you gotta go see these other forts. They're a different style. They were built at a different time. You gotta go check them out. Number 11 is the Orlando Auto Museum inside of Disneyland Park. Lots of cars, a lot of European cars. So if you're interested in seeing any of those small, tiny little European cars, a lot of those, Vespas, scooters, some cool things like that. A lot of classic cars from American history. There are some classic cars and a great military selection. It was closed the day we went, but they had a lot of military vehicles that looked very interesting. So if you're looking for an indoor thing to do, especially during the summer or if it's raining here in Florida, Disneyland Park, visit the Orlando Auto Museum would be a great way to spend an afternoon. And then finally on the list is number 12. We have the Titanic Experience. I believe the current name it's going by, and that is on International Drive. Actually kind of down towards the Orlando Auto Museum. It's down that way a little bit on International Drive. I've wanted to go there since 2021. I've been in the past, but I've wanted to return and visit again since about 2021. But just does not always happen the way you want things to happen, right? So hoping 2024 will be the year we'll get back to see the Titanic Experience. They've got some artifacts that were pulled up off the ocean floor from the Titanic. If I remember correctly, they have a piece of metal taken from the side of the Titanic as well. So very interested to see that once again, and actually, you know, we'll video it this time. When I was a kid, no video cameras. Pictures, yes. Video cameras, didn't happen. So that is my plan for at some point this year, is I'd like to visit that. So there are 24 things you can do in the state of Florida. You've got beaches, you've got animal encounters and exhibits. So a lot of different things you can do here in the state of Florida. If you're looking for a way to make 2024 even more interesting, really expand your horizons and go see and do more things, we've created the 24 in 2024 challenge. So this is, it's broad, maybe a little bit too vague, but it's a very broad listing of things you can do here in Florida. It has just like visit a zoo, visit a beach, go for a hike, just simple things so that you can mix and match. You can pick places and events you want to go to, and you don't have to go to like a specific spot in order to complete the challenge. So we created that. I have a t-shirt for it. And I also have a PDF that you can download and then print off as many copies as you'd like for yourself, your family. You could make this into a fun summer event for kids. Like, how many of these 24 things can we get done over summer break? That would be fun. Or you can use the whole entire year to be able to go and visit and do these things. So I have that in my Etsy shop, and I will link put a link to that in the description, and also a discount code where you can get the PDF for much cheaper. T-shirt, it has no discount codes yet. I'm still trying to figure out how all that print-on-demand stuff is working, and so right now, only a discount on the PDF, but you should check that out. Have yourself an adventure in 2024. Maybe mix it up a little bit. Have some, you know, have a plan of some cool things you can go and do for the new year. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ant on the Move podcast. I will be back next week with another episode where we talk about the SeaWorld and Busch Garden monthly offers and some other news happening around the theme parks. But until then, have a great week, and I will talk to you next time on the next Ant on the Move podcast.